So yeah, in terms of other PARP inhibitors that have been looked at in prostate cancer, I think I saw some data with rucaparib.
Yes.
What do we know right now about other PARP inhibitors in breast? You have talazoparib.
There's multiple PARP inhibitors. They're all being evaluated in prostate cancer that are, at least to my knowledge, in addition to the trial that we just discussed, the phase III, there's two other phase III trials. I think at the end of the day, my guess is that they're going to be likely comparable because they're all sort of within same space, and it'll be interesting to see what the data looks like, obviously, at the end of the day and what will be approved.
So we've been talking about the efficacy trial data with olaparib, and while these findings are the most mature right now with this class of agents, there's considerable data emerging with other PARP inhibitors, including niraparib and rucaparib, which, of course, we talk a lot about in our ovarian cancer CME programs. For rucaparib and prostate cancer, the phase II TRITON2 trial evaluated patients with alterations in homologous recombinant repair gene mutations and showed promising activity in patients who had BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations. Objective response rate, 44%, PSA response rate, 52%. But there were very few responses seen in men with ATM or CDK12 mutations. The results of this study form the basis for the ongoing phase III TRITON3 trial, which is comparing rucaparib versus treatment of physician's choice in men with homologous recombination repair gene mutations. The efficacy of niraparib in prostate cancer was evaluated in the phase II GALAHAD study for patients with DNA repair gene defects. Data from an interim analysis of GALAHAD showed an objective response rate of about 40% and a PSA response rate of 50% in patients with BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations. The phase III MAGNITUDE study is evaluating niraparib in the first-line setting in combination with abiraterone and prednisone. This study is evaluating two cohorts, one with patients who are positive for DNA repair gene defects and another cohort that's not positive for these defects. Are there any other clinical trial concepts out there involving PARP inhibitors that you find interesting? In ovary, there's a bunch of trials looking at checkpoint inhibitors plus PARP inhibitors. Is that something that's being looked at in prostate?
Yes, there's a lot of stuff with immune therapy that's being explored in prostate cancer in combination with AR targeting. I have to say, immune therapy overall has not been drama in prostate cancer. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, in terms of what the research is showing us and whether combinations are better. When you look at the data overall, they look okay. They don't look very impressive. Let's put it that way.